Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present Cuba Episode 4, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 13, Cuba in the Post-Castro Era, Economic Challenges, Social Changes, and Global Relations, 2020 Present. Introduction, A New Era for Cuba. With the transition of power from Raúl Castro to Miguel Díaz-Canel in 2018, Cuba entered a new phase in its history. For the first time since 1959, the country was led by someone who did not belong to the Castro family. While this change symbolized a break from the past, the Cuban government continued to uphold its socialist principles while grappling with growing economic, social, and political pressures. The period from 2020 to the present has been marked by economic turmoil, increased social unrest, global diplomatic shifts, and unprecedented protests, all of which challenge the Cuban leadership in ways unseen in decades. The economic crisis, a struggling economy. One of the most pressing issues in post-Castro Cuba has been its crippling economic crisis, worsened by multiple factors. Impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. The global pandemic severely impacted tourism, which is one of Cuba's primary sources of foreign revenue. Strict lockdown measures led to job losses and exacerbated supply chain disruptions. Access to essential goods, including food and medicine, became more difficult, fueling public discontent. U.S. sanctions and the continuation of the embargo. Under Donald Trump's administration, the U.S. reinstated restrictions on travel, remittances, and business dealings with Cuba, reversing many of Barack Obama's policies. President Joe Biden, while initially signaling a return to Obama-era engagement, has largely maintained Trump's sanctions due to political pressure from Cuban-American communities in Florida. The embargo continues to limit foreign investment, restrict banking transactions, and deter global businesses from engaging with Cuba. Currency reforms and inflation. In January 2021, Cuba implemented currency unification, eliminating the dual currency system, CUC and CUP, that had been in place since the 1990s. While the move was intended to simplify economic transactions, it led to skyrocketing inflation, increased black market activities, and a severe decline in purchasing power. Wages failed to keep up with rising prices, worsening income inequality. Increased dependence on foreign allies. With Venezuela's economic collapse, Cuba lost a crucial ally that provided subsidized oil. China and Russia have strengthened economic ties with Cuba, investing in infrastructure projects, telecommunications, and energy sectors. The Cuban government has relied more on remittances from the diaspora, but U.S. restrictions on money transfers continue to pose obstacles. The July 11, 2021 protests, a turning point. In July 2021, Cuba witnessed the largest anti-government protests in decades. Thousands of Cubans took to the streets, demanding an end to food and medicine shortages, greater political freedoms and human rights, economic reforms to improve living conditions. The government responded with mass arrests and detentions of activists and journalists, internet shutdowns to prevent protest coordination, harsh prison sentences for demonstrators accused of public disorder and inciting violence. The protests exposed deep fractures within Cuban society and signaled a growing demand for change, especially among younger generations. Social and cultural shifts, a more vocal society. Cuba's society has undergone significant transformations in recent years. The rise of independent journalism and social media. Despite state-controlled media, independent news outlets and social media activists have gained influence. Platforms like Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube have become tools for political activism, spreading information, and organizing protests. The government has responded by tightening internet restrictions and criminalizing online dissent. LGBTQ plus rights and women's movements. In 2022, Cuba approved a new family code, legalizing same-sex marriage and adoption, marking a significant shift toward LGBTQ plus rights. Women's rights activists have increasingly called for better protection against gender-based violence and more representation in leadership positions. The role of the youth. Younger Cubans are less ideologically attached to the revolution and more focused on economic opportunity and personal freedoms. Mass migration of young professionals has increased, with thousands seeking better opportunities in the US, Spain, and Latin America. Artists, musicians, and intellectuals have used their platforms to challenge state narratives and demand change. Cuba's international relations, navigating a changing world. Cuba's global position has also evolved in recent years. Relations with the United States. The Biden administration has offered limited engagement, focusing on humanitarian aid and migration agreements rather than full diplomatic restoration. The Cuban-American exile community remains politically influential, particularly in Florida, shaping U.S. policy decisions. Strengthening ties with Russia and China. Russia has deepened military cooperation with Cuba, increasing arms shipments and financial aid. China has invested in Cuban infrastructure, telecommunications, and biotech industries. Both countries have provided relief from U.S. sanctions, helping Cuba navigate its financial challenges. Latin American and European relations. Mexico, Argentina, and Spain have continued to support Cuba diplomatically and economically. The European Union has maintained engagement with Cuba, promoting dialogue on human rights and economic cooperation. Cuba remains a key player in regional alliances such as ALBA and CELAC. Conclusion: the future of Cuba. As Cuba moves forward, it faces complex and pressing challenges. Economic reforms. Can the government implement meaningful reforms while maintaining socialist principles? Political pressures. Will rising dissent and activism lead to greater political openness or continued repression? U.S. relations. Will future U.S. administrations ease restrictions and restore engagement, or will tensions persist? Generational shifts. As the old revolutionary generation fades, will younger leaders reshape Cuba's direction? Chapter 14. Cuba's Emerging Future: Economic Strategies, Digital Transformation, and Political Evolution, 2023 Beyond. Introduction. Cuba at a New Crossroads. As Cuba moves into the mid-2020s and beyond, it faces a rapidly evolving global landscape. Economic stagnation, political discontent, and increasing calls for reform have placed immense pressure on the government. While the ruling Communist Party remains in power, the younger generation is increasingly vocal in demanding political change, economic opportunity, and greater personal freedoms. This chapter explores Cuba's emerging strategies for economic survival, the expansion of its digital landscape, and the potential pathways for political transformation in an uncertain future. Economic reforms and the search for stability. The Cuban government is actively seeking new economic models to address long-standing inefficiencies while maintaining its socialist framework. Key developments include 1. Expansion of the private sector. The government has expanded the list of permitted private businesses, allowing for greater entrepreneurship. Foreign investment laws have been loosened to attract capital, particularly in tourism, energy, and biotechnology. The rise of small and medium-sized enterprises, PYMEs, has created new employment opportunities, but also led to income disparities. 2. Agricultural and food security initiatives. Cuba has prioritized domestic food production to reduce reliance on imports. Urban farming and cooperatives have expanded, particularly in Havana and Santiago de Cuba. Government incentives for organic and sustainable agriculture aim to modernize the agricultural sector. 3. Cryptocurrency and alternative finance. In response to U.S. sanctions and banking restrictions, Cuba has explored the use of cryptocurrency for international transactions. Bitcoin and other digital currencies have gained popularity among younger entrepreneurs and tech-savvy Cubans. The Cuban government has debated regulating and integrating blockchain technology into its financial system. The digital transformation and Cuba's internet revolution. Over the past few years, internet access and digital connectivity in Cuba have undergone a dramatic shift. Though the government continues to control digital infrastructure, the rise of mobile internet, independent journalism, and social media activism has reshaped Cuba's information landscape. 1. Expansion of internet access. In 2018, Cuba introduced mobile data, leading to an explosion in social media usage. E-commerce platforms and digital payments are slowly emerging, albeit under strict government control. Internet infrastructure projects with Russia and China have increased bandwidth and accessibility. 2. Independent media and digital activism. Platforms like YouTube, Twitter, and Telegram have allowed Cubans to circumvent state censorship. Independent news outlets such as El Toque and 14 Imedio have provided alternative narratives beyond state-run media. The government has responded with new cybersecurity laws, attempting to restrict online dissent. Political evolution, the future of governance. As Cuban society modernizes, political tensions continue to rise. While the Communist Party remains in control, there are signs of internal debate, generational shifts, and grassroots movements pushing for greater democratic participation. 1. Internal party reforms. Generational leadership transition. Younger, reform-minded officials have been promoted to leadership positions. Debates on decentralization. Some within the party have advocated for regional economic autonomy. Efforts to modernize governance include limited transparency reforms. 2. The role of youth and the opposition. The San Isidro movement and July 11th protests have demonstrated that public dissent is growing. Exiled Cuban opposition groups in Miami, Spain, and Latin America continue to pressure the government for reforms. A new generation of artists, musicians, and intellectuals has pushed the boundaries of political discourse. 3. International relations and foreign policy shifts. Cuba-Russia relations. Strengthen military and economic ties as Cuba seeks alternatives to U.S. and EU pressure. China's influence. China has increased technological investments and financial support, though concerns over economic dependency remain. U.S.-Cuba relations. While relations remain strained, some limited cultural and economic exchanges have resumed. Conclusion. What lies ahead for Cuba? As Cuba steps into an uncertain future, key questions remain. Can economic reforms balance socialism with market flexibility? Will digital transformation lead to greater political transparency or state repression? How will international alliances shape Cuba's future amid shifting geopolitical tensions? While the road ahead is fraught with challenges, Cuba's resilience, adaptability, and unique cultural identity will play a crucial role in shaping its next chapter. In the next chapter, we will explore Cuba's evolving role in Latin America, its impact on global socialism, and its future in a post-Castro world order. Chapter 15. Cuba's role in Latin America and the future of global socialism. Introduction. Cuba's geopolitical influence in the 21st century. Cuba has played a significant role in Latin America and the global socialist movement for decades. As the island nation moves further into the 21st century, its influence continues to evolve amidst shifting political landscapes, economic struggles, and the rise of new leftist governments in the region. This chapter explores Cuba's diplomatic strategies, economic partnerships, and ideological legacy in Latin America and beyond. Cuba's influence in Latin America. Despite economic hardships, Cuba remains a key player in Latin American politics. Through medical diplomacy, cultural exchanges, and political alliances, the country has maintained strong ties with several nations across the region. 1. Medical diplomacy and humanitarian efforts. Cuba's medical brigades have been deployed in over 60 countries, including Venezuela, Mexico, and Brazil. The Henry Reeve Brigade, known for disaster relief and pandemic response, has strengthened Cuba's soft power. Cuba's medical training programs continue to attract students from Latin America and Africa, reinforcing its global presence. 2. Political alliances and leftist solidarity. Cuba remains a founding member of ALBA, Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of Our America, promoting anti-imperialist cooperation. Strong ties with Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Bolivia have ensured continued economic and political collaboration. New leftist governments in Brazil, Colombia, and Argentina have renewed ties with Cuba, offering fresh diplomatic opportunities. The challenges of Cuba's foreign policy. While Cuba's regional influence remains strong, it faces challenges in maintaining its socialist identity and adapting to modern economic and diplomatic realities. 1. The decline of Venezuelan support. Venezuela's economic collapse has reduced oil shipments to Cuba, impacting energy supplies. With political instability in Caracas, Cuba has sought new economic partners to fill the void. 2. the U.S. factor and geopolitical pressures. U.S. sanctions continue to limit Cuba's trade and financial transactions. The Cuban exile community in Florida remains politically influential, affecting U.S. policy decisions. U.S.-Cuba relations remain uncertain, though future diplomatic openings could alter the dynamic. 3. Expanding relations with China and Russia. China has increased investments in Cuba's infrastructure, technology, and tourism sectors. Russia has deepened military and economic ties, viewing Cuba as a strategic ally in the Western Hemisphere. These partnerships provide economic relief, but raise concerns over dependency on foreign powers. Cuba's role in the global socialist movement. Beyond Latin America, Cuba's ideological influence continues to shape socialist movements worldwide. 1. The legacy of the Cuban Revolution. The Cuban model remains a symbol of resistance against imperialism. Socialist parties in Africa, Asia, and Europe continue to draw inspiration from Cuba's revolutionary history. Cuba's education and healthcare models have influenced progressive policies in developing nations. 2. Support for global anti-imperialist movements. Cuba has offered diplomatic support for Palestinian statehood, African liberation struggles, and anti-neoliberal movements. The island has hosted international peace talks and mediation efforts, particularly in Colombia's FARC peace negotiations. 3. Challenges to socialist solidarity. As more countries shift toward market economies, Cuba's rigid state-controlled model faces criticism. Global socialist movements are increasingly diverse, with some countries seeking a hybrid economic approach rather than full state control. The future of Cuba's global role. Looking ahead, Cuba faces a complex path in maintaining its revolutionary legacy while adapting to new global realities. Will Cuba embrace gradual economic liberalization while retaining socialist principles? Can it navigate diplomatic pressures from the U.S., China, and Russia without losing sovereignty? How will younger generations shape Cuba's future engagement with Latin America and global socialism? Conclusion: a nation at the crossroads of ideology and pragmatism. As Cuba moves into the next phase of its history, balancing ideology with economic necessity remains its greatest challenge. While maintaining its role as a leader in Latin American solidarity, it must also adapt to changing regional and global dynamics. The choices Cuba makes in the coming years will determine its continued relevance on the world stage. In the next chapter, we will explore Cuba's evolving domestic policies, its shifting demographics, and the next generation's vision for the country. Chapter 16: Cuba at a Crossroads, Navigating the Future Amidst Change and Uncertainty. Introduction: The Weight of History on the Present. Cuba stands at a defining moment in its history, burdened by the legacy of a socialist revolution that has shaped its identity for over six decades, yet increasingly pressured by internal demands for reform and the external tides of globalization. The last two decades have seen the country teeter between economic survival, shifting political allegiances, and a people increasingly vocal about their aspirations. With its iconic history as a revolutionary stronghold, the island now faces a future fraught with both opportunity and peril. This chapter will explore Cuba's current struggles and possible futures, economically, politically, and socially, while weaving in firsthand accounts, expert analyses, and deep historical context. 1. The economic landscape, breaking free or falling deeper. Cuba's economy, once buoyed by Soviet support and later strained by decades of U.S. sanctions, faces an existential challenge. The government has made attempts at reform, loosening restrictions on private enterprise, allowing small businesses to flourish, and even experimenting with foreign investment zones. Yet, the state's rigid control over key industries, an over-reliance on tourism, and the continued U.S. embargo create an unstable foundation for growth. Tourism as a lifeline and a weakness. The influx of visitors from Europe, Canada, and Latin America has long been a financial crutch. However, COVID-19 exposed the danger of over-reliance on tourism, as global shutdowns decimated revenue. The push to attract wealthier international travelers has fueled debates about economic disparity. While resort areas flourish, everyday Cubans struggle with basic necessities. The rise of entrepreneurship and black market economics. With government permission, many Cubans have started operating small businesses, from street food vendors to independent repair shops. However, restrictions on private sector expansion keep many entrepreneurs stuck in the shadows, operating informally and often illegally to bypass high taxes and government regulations. Foreign investment and economic reforms, slow but necessary. In recent years, Cuba has cautiously opened certain industries to outside investors, particularly in agriculture and infrastructure. The question remains, will Cuba allow greater foreign economic influence without compromising its socialist principles? The dual currency system and its collapse. The Cuban government's decision to unify its two currency system was meant to stabilize the economy, but led to sharp inflation and a further decrease in purchasing power for ordinary Cubans. 2. The political landscape, resistance, reform, or collapse. The post-Castro leadership under Miguel Díaz-Canel has faced growing discontent, marked by unprecedented public protests, increased repression, and an unclear path forward. The July 2021 protests, a turning point. The largest anti-government demonstrations in decades saw Cubans taking to the streets, demanding an end to food shortages, blackouts, and political repression. The government's response was swift, mass arrests, internet blackouts, and harsh prison sentences. The Communist Party's dilemma. Hardliners within the Cuban government refused to abandon socialist ideals, fearing an unraveling of the revolution's gains. Reformists argue that embracing market-driven policies, while maintaining state oversight, is the only way forward. The role of the military and internal security. The Cuban military remains a key power player, with extensive control over the economy and government decisions. Should political unrest escalate, will the military side with reform or repression? The youth factor, the next generation's aspirations. Unlike previous generations, younger Cubans are more connected to the outside world via social media and digital communication. Many reject both U.S. intervention and communist rigidity, seeking a middle path of democratic reform without foreign domination. 3. The social landscape, between nostalgia and change. Cuban society is deeply divided between those who cling to the ideals of the revolution and those who see it as an outdated system preventing progress. Censorship and the fight for free expression. Independent journalists, artists, and musicians have been targeted for speaking out against the government. The rise of movements like San Isidro and artists like Los Aldinos have fueled cultural resistance. The role of the Cuban diaspora. Miami remains a powerful political and financial influence on Cuba's future. Some exiles seek engagement and reform, while others demand a complete collapse of the current government. Healthcare and education, Cuba's remaining strengths. Despite economic struggles, Cuba continues to provide free, world-class healthcare and education. However, an exodus of doctors and teachers threatens the sustainability of these programs. 4. The future of U.S.-Cuba relations. The complex relationship between Cuba and the United States remains one of the most contentious in international politics. The U.S. embargo, an outdated policy. Supporters argue it pressures the Cuban government toward change. Critics say it punishes ordinary Cubans while giving the government an excuse for economic failures. Potential paths for normalization. Lifting restrictions on remittances, travel, and trade. A diplomatic approach focused on engagement rather than confrontation. China and Russia's growing influence. With strained U.S. relations, Cuba has turned to China and Russia for economic and military partnerships. What does this mean for Cuba's future global alliances? 5. Cuba's crossroads, three possible futures. Path 1, gradual reform, the Vietnam model. The government maintains a one-party system but embraces a controlled capitalist economy, similar to Vietnam or China. Path 2, revolutionary collapse, the Eastern European model. A major political uprising leads to the fall of the Communist Party, resulting in rapid democratization and economic upheaval. Path 3, status quo and slow decay. The government resists major changes, leading to continued economic decline, political repression, and increasing emigration. Conclusion, a nation still defining itself. Cuba's future remains uncertain, shaped by a clash between its revolutionary past and an increasingly restless population. While the country has defied empires, survived economic crises, and outlasted Cold War superpowers, the biggest test is yet to come. Will Cuba find a way to maintain its identity while embracing change? Or will history repeat itself in cycles of revolution and repression? The answer lies in the hands of the Cuban people, who for over five centuries have proven their resilience in the face of adversity.